relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Just play that music loud for a long time. So majestic. So theatrical. Operatic. Sorry, YouTube. They're just a bunch of fascists. They can't play you the theme tune from Space Nine. If you don't know what I'm talking about, after the show, check out Space 1999. Don't tell Jeff it's science fiction. And listen to the main theme. It's fabulous. It's funny. I treat each of these hours like a separate thing. I don't know why I do that. Is that a radio thing? Can you bleed over from one hour to the other? Because I was ranting about Neil Cavuto and his segment on, oh, Obama, he's so lovely. And Richard Branson celebrating his friendship with Obama. And I forgot to say, if you want to have some fun TV experience, then tonight I'll be on with Greg Kelly. Yes, Greg Kelly reports at Newsmax, the show which is crushing Fox. Well done, Newsmax. Well done, Greg Kelly. We will be discussing the National Guard scandal. Utter scandal. One Massachusetts congressman sees a guardsman, not in Congress, blocks away at a Dunkin' Donut without his mask on. And what does he do? He orders the Capitol Police to kick 5,000 guardsmen out of Congress so they can sleep on the concrete floor of a car park. What a disgrace. Here's the good news. Don't forget, 7 o'clock. Greg Kelly, tonight on Newsmax. This is from our buddy Amanda Prestigiacomo of the Daily Wire. Good news. This is leadership. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis Friday morning announced that he has ordered back home Florida National Guard troops sent to Washington to secure Biden's inauguration. Governor DeSantis, this is from his order, he ordered the guards to come home because, quote, they're not Nancy Pelosi's servants. And this is a half-cocked mission at this point. And I think the appropriate thing is to bring them home. That's according to the Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau. Right after he did that, God bless Ron DeSantis, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas also took action. I have instructed General Norris to order the return of the Texas National Guard to our state. Earlier in the week, Governor Abbott ripped into the so-called loyalty screening of tens of thousands of National Guard troops sent to D.C. for the inauguration. He said the following, "This is the most offensive thing I have ever heard. No one should ever question the loyalty or professionalism of the Texas National Guard. I have authorized more than 1,000 of our troops to go to D.C. I will never do it again if they are disrespected like this." Bravo. Bravo, Governors Abbott and DeSantis. Okay, got lots of calls. We're going to get to your calls. But some cuts we have to share with you because they're that good.
staying on this issue of who the real enemies are and how they're going to abuse your civil rights, Jesse Waters on Fox making a very interesting comparison to the post-9/11 environment and what we had been peddled for years by the mainstream media and Democrat politicians, and how now it all seems to be different. Video cut five, play cut.
I remember during the war on terror, when there is a terror attack and all these body parts are flying all over the world, and you guys on the left were always quick to say, you know, you can't link that to Islam. You can't use that to justify spying on all Muslims. But here, when an infinitesimal amount of Trump supporters cause violence, you're ready That's to true. Conflate it. You're ready to condemn all Trump supporters and take the entire national security state and investigate them like they're in, like radical domestic terrorists just for change. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, but they're going to try. We were lectured for 20 years. Oh, a jihadi. No, that's not Islam. You can't general. 9/11. No, just a couple of crazy radicals, poor people, despite the fact that we're well-educated engineers from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and elsewhere. But you can't. You cannot generalize to a whole population. It's wrong. Oh. But a handful of people break some windows in Congress, and white Trump voters are now the domestic threat. I think it was Dave Rubin, just an hour ago, and also in our discussion we had on his show earlier today. Mark my words, it was Nazis that we were labeled. If you voted for Donald Trump, you're a white supremacist, you're a Nazi. Remember, we played the card from Don Lemon this week. You are, if you voted for Donald Trump, you are standing with the KKK. Well, the narrative is evolving. Next, already, it's you are a domestic terrorist. That's how they will attempt to criminalize being a conservative, and we cannot allow them to do that to any American purely based on political preference. Okay, let's go to your calls. Ah, it's Friday. Antoinette is always busy on a Friday. Line five, welcome back, Antoinette.
Hey, Dr. G, thank you so very much. I have to say, today's Friday, right?
Yes, it is. Thank the good Lord.
We are, a little frazzled in our brain, a little mentally exhausted, but we've dusted ourselves off, come up back off the floor. We as warrior women of our country, and part of us did go to Washington, D.C., so we're not giving up. But next, also your guest you had a little bit before, I have a Walter PPK my dad gave me.
Ooh, is it one of the original ones?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're a very lucky lady, Antoinette. Very lucky.
We've got some great firing ranges here in the O.C. So, getting back
to Orange County. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Orange County, Southern California. So, next Saturday, which is the 30th, we are going to do a car rally, which is our rally for the voiceless, a march for life. So we're changing our gears just a little, but this is for the voice of the voiceless next Saturday, which is the 30th.
So for the unborn. Where are you going to do this car rally for the unborn?
From Dana Point to Huntington Beach in our cars. We're meeting at 10:30 in the morning at the Strands Beach parking lot, which it's real close to the Ritz-Carlton there in Orange County, Dana Point. So from that Strands Beach parking lot, we meet at 10:30 in the morning, and then we're going to be driving in our rally with signs, and we'll have all that stuff for everybody, to Huntington Beach.
So this is why I know we're going to win. This is why I simply cannot despair, because Antoinette has been calling in regularly telling us about the pro-Trump events she's been organizing in California. And it's okay
Donald Trump may be back in Mar-a-Lago, but she doesn't give up. And she's shifting gear to help the most vulnerable in society, the unborn. And they're going to have a car rally. If you're in Orange County, if you're close to Orange County, mark her words. Next Friday. Is next Friday, is that right?
No, next Saturday, the 30th.
Next Saturday, the 30th, 10:30 Pacific time, the Strands Beach parking lot in your vehicle, and they're going to have a car rally. Antoinette, I don't know how I can thank you. I'll say it thusly. I want more Antoinettes in America. I want you to listen to this lady, to the people who text us, who DM me, who volunteered for the Trump campaign, who went door knocking, who haven't given up, who maintain that commitment to our values. We do not surrender. We believe that the stakes are too large not to continue. God bless you, Antoinette. Saturday, Strands Beach parking lot, 10:30 Pacific. Join Antoinette. Let's recharge our batteries with good people. If we do that, we will overcome because we are Americans. This is the Salem Radio Network, America First, with me, Sebastian Gorka.
We still don't yet feel safe around other members of Congress.
How many are we?
I think a very considerable amount. A lot of members do not.
You really think that colleagues of yours in Congress may do you dirty?
Yeah, well, one just tried to bring a gun on the floor of the House today. I believe it was Representative Andy Harris of Maryland. He tried to bring in a gun onto the House floor. For individuals who don't know, guns are not allowed in the District of Columbia and certainly the House floor.
Oh, what a moron. Guns are not allowed in the District of Columbia. It had to be AOC. I mean, you knew it was AOC. What is do you a dirty? Do I need to... Sorry, is that like some kind of secret Fredo Mafia phrase? Do you a dirty? AOC actually thinks that Republican congressmen are going to shoot her on the House floor. Actually can have guns in D.C., you can actually get a concealed carry permit because the left-wing government of D.C. lost their Supreme Court case. People don't want you to know this, especially the left. D.C. is now a shall-issue state. You don't need a reason. If you do the training like I have, if you put in your paperwork, you can apply for a concealed carry permit. I guess she doesn't like the Second Amendment. But it gets worse! He's at it again. The man with the strange hair, Joe Scarborough, had Ken Dillinian on, who pretends to know about national security issues. And it's exactly what we just warned you of. If you're a Trump voter, the new label is going to be domestic terrorist. Play cut, video cut 8.
There's a big First Amendment barrier here, and they have always felt constrained from using the same kind of surveillance techniques against these domestic extremists that they do against people who connect to Al-Qaeda or ISIS. And there's a movement afoot to sort of change laws around that, and that may be scrutinized. So I absolutely think
Can I ask you about that really quickly? Yeah, Ken, I'm sorry to interrupt. We have a delay here. But can I ask you really quickly? I've never understood why we don't go as aggressively after domestic terrorists as we do Islamic terrorists. It's not as if we didn't have a domestic terrorist blow up a federal building in Oklahoma City in 1996. It's not as if we haven't seen the rise of domestic terrorism, especially through the Trump era. Why in the world would there not be stronger domestic terrorism laws?
Did you hear the first phrase that guest used? We have a First Amendment barrier. Like it's a problem that we have the First Amendment. Wow, now we see. And then Strange Joe justifies calling the right wing domestic terrorist because of an event. Maybe he can't do the math, but 1996 is 25 years ago. So the justification for surveilling Trump voters is an event that happened 26 years ago. And we should be using the tools of counterterrorism against jihadis now on Trump voters. Mark my words, that will be the next toolbox they try to deploy. Let's go back to your calls. It's Second Amendment Friday. Oh, by the way, I've got to share this. Guys, if you text me, you got to give me a name, all right? You make it up if you want to, but I can't even thank the person who just sent me this text. It's a good one. All the fencing, the razor wire, the 12-foot fencing that's still around D.C. Question from one of our listeners. Is the fencing in Washington, D.C. to keep Joe from wandering off? It's a good question. Let's go to John in South Carolina, line 5. Welcome, John.
You do realize it's not to keep Joe from wandering off. It's basically helping him to continue to fill out ballots for the next time around. That's what he was doing in his basement all the time. He wasn't there because he couldn't go out. He was there filling the ballots out.
Is that why? John, I have anonymous sources. I have 47 anonymous sources that tell me that the new administration has just, and they're being shipped in right, I can see them right from my studio. There are massive U-Haul trucks that are bringing dozens and dozens of photocopiers to the West Wing. Is that why? Are they photocopying the ballots?
And I'm sure they're probably upgrading their printing production facilities as well, just so that they can get those out. I had a really interesting experience. What I'm calling in on Inauguration Day.
Yes,
I received a package from a gun parts supplier.
Uh huh.
I don't know whether anybody knew that they were a gun parts supplier.
Well, don't give the name away. But is the name obvious? Is it We Are AR-15 Parts?
No, it's nothing like that. And there wasn't any suggestion that there could be anything illegal about it. Of course, you're getting a good laugh out of that. I see, you know, I'm watching you on YouTube right now.
So what happened?
I picked it up. And it was what's called a swage. It was a detente swage. So it's a gun parts, a tool, essentially for a gunsmith.
Uh-huh.
And they're heavy. They're about a pound and a half a piece.
Okay.
And the parts supplier had not packed them properly, so they shifted around in there. Well, the post office had ripped open my blasted package.
How did you know it was the post office that did it, and it wasn't just because the thing been rolling around?
Well, that's a fair question. But somebody had put a piece of tape back over the top of it, and had put a rubber band over it.
Right.
And so that strongly suggests that they ripped it open to inspect it. I hate to use the word violated, but it feels like a violation. I mean, it really does. And it sort of set the tone for, is this the ATF influence in the post office already? I mean, did it have something to do with the current environment? What's going on here? I've never had this happen in all of my years in anything that I've ever done before. What did they think it was? Did they think it was a bomb? Is that why they ripped it open?
let's wait and see, John. What one instance in years of practicing your Second Amendment rights, as you said, the manufacturer hadn't packed it properly and it was a heavy item, may have rolled around inside and damaged the container itself. But if it happens again, what is it? What is it? Once is could be a coincidence. Two, it's a little bit more questionable. Three, it's enemy action. I think that's Ian Fleming. Ian Fleming used that in one of the Bond novels. So, John, thank you for that. Just keep a beady eye on these kinds of events, and we have to see if there's going to be a trend in them, because we know this
administration wants your guns. They want to strip you of your civil right to defend yourself, and we have to be on guard more than ever. If you're watching us on YouTube, press the like button, subscribe. Don't forget to also go to our backup account in case they get more fascistic than they already are. We are on Rumble as well. Hopefully Parler will be back up and running within a couple of weeks. In the meantime, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Rumble. Also, 24/7, you can listen to the show on our website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA.com. Next, The Baron. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Hear ye, ladies and gentlemen. Hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron, Boris Epstein. On America First.
It's just mesmerizing just to watch a functional government doing functional government type things. I mean, just there was a press conference and there was a human and that person said words and the words made sense. And then somebody asked a question and the person answered the question and they're just crying. Just, oh my God. And then Biden.
This looks like a Saturday Night Live skit.
Unbelievable. Like, I mean, Biden.
How long will this go on?
I don't know. But it's wonderful. Thank God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm so happy.
Hallelujah, thank you, and Jesus. It's weird when a communist does that, because that's what Van Jones said he is. And that was him earlier this week on CNN saying how wonderful it is to see the Biden administration's first press conference, to see a, he actually said, to see a human. A human at the podium. What does that mean? Does that mean that Sean Spicer and my friend Sarah Huckabee are not humans? Being efficient, he said. How delightful. We were crying with delight. I think I know somebody else who thinks a little bit differently. Boris. The Baron! Are you there?
I'm right here, and I'm disgusted.
You mean you're not praising the Lord that a human being called Jen Psaki is at the podium? What does that make all of our former colleagues in the White House?
You know, there's a really serious issue here, and it's the dehumanization.
Yes.
The toxification of Republicans that's been taking place by Democrats, by mainstream media, and it is purely and utterly disgusting. Jake Tapper and Claire McCaskill last week were using the phrase the big lie and yeah. were claiming that Republicans were utilizing the quote-unquote big lie. Well, you know who coined the term the big lie? It was Adolf Hitler, who claimed that the Jews were using the big lie, that my people used the big lie in talking about World War One and who truly lost and the reasons for Germany's loss in World War One. So that is the sort of offense, that is the sort of degrading that the Democrats are now using against Republicans. It is dangerous, it is un-American, and it has no place in our country.
So let's talk about the events. We've recorded a whole new episode because we're continuing. We don't give up the fight. The Battle for 1600, our separate podcast co-hosted by my friend Boris, continues. We recorded the new one yesterday. Check it out. Subscribe. Share it. Write us a review. We discussed something that we have to mention here. Where were we on the morning of the inauguration this week, Boris?
Well, 4 years ago, I had the honor of being on the podium for the inauguration of Donald J. Trump as the communications director. And I believe you were right there with us too, my friend.
You were working on the inauguration committee as well, weren't you?
That's right. I was the communications director for the presidential inaugural. Yes, I was. And it was my honor to do so 4 years ago. But then now, you know what? You and me weren't one of those, 50 people who showed up. On the north side of the
Lady Gaga didn't invite us, Boris.
You know what? I'm just so sad that I couldn't be up there hanging out with Alex Rodriguez. I mean, I was so saddened to not be there with Bernie Sanders while he was
mittens. Did you see his mittens? Did you see Bernie's mittens?
Right, the Bernie mittens. So we weren't there. You and me were at Joint Base Andrews on the morning of January 20th, to send off the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, after he completed the most successful presidential term in American history.
And what, for me, everybody has to listen to the podcast. For me, it was truly bittersweet. It was joyous to see him so close with the First Lady, Air Force One right behind him. But at the end, you came up to me, and I think you squeezed my shoulder. And we had that moment when we realized, it's tough as well. Right, Boris?
It was tough. It's tough saying, it's difficult to understand, comprehend, and take in the fact that this was the end of the president's first term. That as of noon, Joe Biden is our president, and I'll be honest with you and your listeners and your viewers on YouTube and all over the country and the world, as My Way, Frank Sinatra's My Way played as the Air Force One took off, I did shed a tear. It was tough.
It was tough. We had him with YMCA, Get on Air Force One. Then they changed the music. I don't know how they did this because the My Way played for the whole duration of the Air Force One jet taxiing through Andrews Air Force Base. As it took off and as it turned into the horizon, that's when it ended. And it was tough, guys. Check out, follow Boris EP on Twitter, also on Instagram. Go to my Twitter feed, Seb Gorka, my Instagram page, Sebastian_Gorka. You'll see the photographs, the videos of the events of the morning of the inauguration. We'll be back with the Baron. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've been living it now for 2 years. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, rid of my lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans, and it could be yours. How do you find out if Relief Factor is the answer? You go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack, and take it every morning and evening like I do, and that is your answer. Call them on 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. ReliefFactor.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Not just Dr. G. The Baron is with us. Usually he comes earlier on in the week, but it's been a crazy week for everyone. And it's Friday. We're so excited to have him back. Follow him at Boris EP on Twitter, also on Instagram. Check out our latest episode in our podcast, The Battle for 1600, because the battle continues. We don't give up. We don't give in because America is just that important. We have to. Oh, my gosh. You think at some point she'd just try and be normal for 3 seconds. But she can't. This is Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Gotta get your reaction, Boris. Video cut one, play cut.
There is no question that there were members in this body who gave aid and comfort to those with the idea that they were embracing a lie perpetrated by the President of the United States, that the election did not have legitimacy.
Now, you're the legal professional. I just took a few courses in grad school. But when you say you're giving aid and succor, when you use specific phrases like that, you're actually taking them from statute. You're actually taking them with regards to charges for treason. Boris, what on earth? I mean, forget the Biden peace and harmony kumbaya garbage. But when the Speaker of the House is using language to describe Republican congressmen and women as giving aid and support, aid and succor to insurrectionists, to people storming the Senate or whatever, that way lies a lot of potential danger. Isn't it just reckless?
Well, of course it's reckless. Sebastian, great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me. Of course it's reckless. But you know what else is reckless? Actually inciting crowds, which is what Democrats did do, inciting riots and looting, which is what Democrats like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi did do earlier in the late spring and summer of 2020. Yes, it is reckless to be throwing around terms which are false, legally false. The president of the United States at the time, Donald J. Trump, did not incite any part of what happened at the Capitol. I was there at the speech. You were there at the speech. The president spoke of marching peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol. And by the way, you and I were in the crowd. That was not a crowd who was riled up and looking to go and commit any sort of violence.
Right.
And by the way, the president, as soon as any violence appeared, he tweeted against it and then put out a video against it, which Twitter took down.
Which Facebook and Twitter deleted because they said the video that said, go home in peace, was inciting more violence.
Right.
It's bizarro.
Absolutely ludicrous.
All right.
It was almost as if they didn't want his words to be out there. So you couldn't say, well, look, here's the president very clearly saying, do not commit violence. Go home in peace.
That's an interesting theory. They didn't want his pro-peace words to be out there. Fascinating. Okay, let me ask you this, because you are a seasoned political operator in the best sense of the word, worked on multiple campaigns, worked with me in the White House, strategic advisor to the Trump campaign. What does it mean? I'm just so curious, if you have a theory or just an analytic framework, what does it mean that on the day of the inauguration this week, in Portland, in Seattle, in Denver, the left is out causing violence again? You know, that guy is in the White House. We waved Trump away back, said farewell as he flew back to Mar-a-Lago on the morning of the inauguration. What does it mean for the Democrats that their foot soldiers are still causing anarchy in Democrat cities on the day their guy is sworn in? Boris! Have we lost Boris? Boris!
I'm here. The deep state got me back. I heard your question.
Good.
The deep state put me back.
So is that significant? What is going on?
Of course it's significant. Of course it's significant. It means that the far left, the extreme left, which is frankly taking control of most of the Democrat Party.
Nope. The deep state is at it again.
Yeah.
Oh, or is it?
Harris is the vice president.
Okay, hang on. We lost you there for a second again. Okay, so start again. What does it mean that there's violence in Democrat cities on the day of the Biden inauguration, Barron?
It means that the far left, which has taken over the Democrat Party, most of the Democrat Party, does not care that Joe Biden is president. It does not care that Kamala Harris is vice president. They want to tear down America. And if you look at most of the people who are being put up, maybe not for the top cabinet jobs, but for the second level, the actual operative level jobs in these agencies, they are radical.
Yeah.
radical.
But what does it mean for them if it continues? I'm curious, what kind of scenario are we looking at? Because what they did for the last 10 months is not just ignore it, but to actually incite it, whether it's Maxine Waters, Nancy herself. You know, they just made it worse if it was their guys that were looting, that were robbing, that were shooting people. But now that they're in power, are they going to have to crack down on their own people whilst they're talking about all the white supremacists in the military?
Well, now this is Joe Biden's America. And I warned Americans about this in the summer when I tweeted a video of the looting and rioting in Seattle and Portland. And I said, this will be Joe Biden's America. It's a scary place. And you know what? The left blew up. Molly Jung Fast and all these people on Twitter were losing their minds. How dare you say this? This is Trump's America. No matter the fact that this was all happening in Democrat-run cities.
Right.
Well, you know what? Now this is Joe Biden's America. And the Democrats now have to answer for why their base, because that's their base, is looting and rioting. And you know what? I better see the same indignation and the same love for our men and women of the police that the Democrats showed just for a couple of days after the riot at the Capitol. I better see that in response to the police officers heard in New York in the last week,
right,
to the looting and rioting in Seattle and Portland. But I bet you're going to see hypocrisy from the disgusting Democrats.
Not only that, worse than the hypocrisy which we're inured to, how on earth are they going to control the people who they incited just a few months ago? How are they going to shut down that genie when it's no longer useful for them politically? I'm not sure they're going to be able to. So, as we say at the end of every show, I'm going to say now early, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, and stay frosty, my friends. We've been talking to our good friend Boris Epstein. Follow him at Boris EP, also on Instagram. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else and nothing works? Then you have to try this drug-free product from the great team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I started taking Relief Factor just 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Whether it's your knees, your back, your hip, whether it's over-exercise, age, you gotta try this product that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack, or call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. This could be the answer. Find out today. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Fear. A lot of you are suffering right now. This isn't just a supposition. I see it, I hear it, I get told it by our listeners. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of easy to say, but I mean it whenever I respond to one of you. Fear is a useless emotion. It's not good, and it doesn't help you make the right decisions. In fact, it boxes you in. It limits you. It turns you into somebody who doesn't see opportunity when it is knocking. So, let us take a deep breath. Let us count to 10. Let us get a new perspective. It has been a very difficult week for those who love this country, for those who know, you just know it, that Donald Trump was doing incredible things for our country. This has been a difficult time. But we're not done. We're not over. We're not finished. In just the last few days, we've seen just how truly pathetic, how lackluster, how devoid of true leadership the Biden administration has been. From implementing new executive orders for things that are already happening and that Donald Trump already did, or to the asinine decision to kick 5,000 National Guardsmen out of Congress to sleep on the concrete floor of a car park because one of them didn't wear a mask at Dunkin' Donuts. These aren't very smart people. It is a very, very fragile administration. And as such, what do? We knuckle under. We gird our loins. We get ready to do political battle again. The president was clear in his farewell address to us, standing there on the apron at Andrews Air Force Base. We don't give up. We don't give in, because that would be un-American. And we have a new special sign-off to replace our regular Friday sign-off. And it comes from the president's words to us at Andrews. God bless you.
Things that we've done have been just incredible, and I couldn't have done it without you. So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form. So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.